What was it like growing up in Alabama during the Civil Rights Movement?
Well, I was at a very young age, so it really didn't affect me that much. At least I didn't understand at the time what was going on. The only thing that I remember was that when I was very young, we woke up one morning and it was a cross burning in our yard because we were living in a predominantly white neighborhood for a short period of time, and my dad was so upset. But like I stated, me not knowing what actually was going on at the time didn't quite understand what that meant.
Did you ever experience racial segregation? If so, then when?
Racial segregation. I remember when I was younger, my mom would take us downtown and we would sit, we would go out and eat in a store. The name of the store, I think, was Woolworth at the time. And we would sit at the lunch counter and she would order grilled cheese sandwiches that we would split and a Coca-Cola for everyone. And at the time, my older sister would be so upset and so angry because she never wanted to go. And I couldn't figure out why. But I do remember that for whatever reason, the people that were serving us didn't really want to serve us. And at the time, as I got older, I realized that the reason was because they had just desegregated this eating place where we went to. And even though African Americans were allowed to eat there, they were most people were just felt like they weren't wanted, so they still wouldn't go. But my mom would make it a point to take us there, probably maybe like once every 2 or 3 months, whenever we went downtown, and we would always go and eat there.
What is one positive learning experience you took away from living during the Civil Rights Movement?
One positive experience was that always was proud of who I was. My parents made sure of that we were always felt special. We knew, where we came from, and we were proud of that. So, in that way, I felt that my life was just like anybody else's. I didn't feel that, I missed out on anything at all.
Did you ever feel ostracized?
No, I never did.
What was it like being a part of the first movement of integration in Alabama?
Well, I don't think I was really part of the first movement. Like I said, it was already happening. So, it to me it was life as normal. It was just life the way I knew it. So it I didn't even notice anything different. My parents always made sure that we felt very secure and loved, and we felt special.
Did you ever feel left out being one of the only African American students at your white middle school?
No, because I think the teachers went out of their way at the time to make us feel very welcome. And then the students that were there also did the same thing. So never remember any type of unfortunate incident at the school the 2 years that I attended. So that was a good experience.
Do you feel as if there should have been more African American kids to consider integration?
I'm not really sure about that. I was, still a pretty young kid, so I think the numbers seem to be right, at the time. I'm sure the more kids would have made the situation better, but like I said, the experience was a good experience, so.
Were you ever bullied at your middle school by other kids or teachers due to your race?
Never, not that I can remember. That never happened, so. Not saying that it didn't happen to other kids, but it never happened to me.
What is one incident that you think truly impacted you in a negative way?
I would say, well, nothing impacted me in a negative way. I think whatever you go through is just, it's an experience. So, you live through it, you learn from it, and you move on. So it none of it affected me in a negative way. It just made me even more proud of who I am today.
Thank you.
Okay, now, girl, don't ever try and interview me about something that I have no experience.
I thought you would have had experience. That makes sense. Freaking no. Live in Alabama.
Why don't you try and ask
people? Alabama first? Is like the most racist state. No, it's not. Yes,
it's,
it is.
It's no, it's not.
There's like
no,
so not. Much evidence behind that one.
It's now. No more racist than Texas or any other. So don't just take things for granted. Megan, if you're going to interview somebody, ask them first. You knew.